Great to have you here this morning. We've been talking about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision yesterday on Hobby Lobby, and a number of you have been trying to call. We want to get to your calls. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I'm going to play this Hillary Clinton cut again. I want you to listen to her reaction yesterday to this Supreme Court ruling, 5-4 ruling in favor of Hobby Lobby. And this is, again, now of 20 contraceptive drugs. Hobby Lobby was opposed to 4. And so they're based on their religious beliefs. And Hillary Clinton told a crowd in Aspen, Colorado, that the U.S. is taking cues from the wrong nations.
It is a disturbing trend that you see in a lot of societies that are very unstable, anti-democratic, and frankly, prone to extremism.
That's her. That's how she is viewing yesterday's Supreme Court ruling. When I heard, I was just flummoxed by that. I thought, are you insane? I mean, seriously, we've gotten to a point where people are just coming unglued. What credibility? Now, someone who would say that, what credibility does that person have? I mean, I look at that. You got no, zero credibility on any other issue as a result when you speak like that. A release yesterday went out from Rick Wyland. Rick Wyland's a Democrat running for U.S. Senate. And he's just as, strident in his response as all of the other mainstream Democrats. Rick, this is the release Wyland sent out yesterday. Today we witnessed the Supreme Court say that not only are corporations people, but that their religious beliefs trump your access to adequate health care. It doesn't matter that their workers want and need proper health care. If they don't want to provide it, now they don't have to. The implications of this ruling are dire. Can companies now refuse to cover vaccinations, blood transfusions, choose which hospital you go to? It is a blow against everyday Americans and a giant step back for women's rights. Help me stand up for women's rights by donating now. Women's healthcare decision should be between her and her doctor, not her and her employer. This ruling will hurt women's healthcare. It is as simple as that. That, my friend Rick, is an absolute lie. You ought to be embarrassed for saying it. Corporations are not people, and they should not be treated as such. Well, I got news for Rick Wyland. Rick, you ought to take, a little bit of time and sit down and actually read the Constitution. Because the Constitution is very specific. Where rights are limited to people, to individuals, it says so. Let me put it to you this way. Is freedom of speech limited to individuals? Do corporations have freedom of speech? Do they? The answer is, of course, yes. Corporations do have freedom of speech. There are some rights that are not limited to the individuals when you read the Constitution. Religious worship, freedom of speech, they're not limited as individual rights. And this is the same argument we've had when we talk about, political donations. Is that then freedom of speech? And it is. And corporations enjoy some, are guaranteed some of these rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. So when Rick Wyland says that corporations shouldn't be treated as such, that's his opinion. That's not what the Constitution says. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Dan. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me speak. This is the first sane thing the Supreme Court's done in recent memory. Let me put it this way.
Well, let's give them credit, because look at what happened last week. We had several unanimous rulings that went against the administration. This is yet one in another series now of rulings that I think are showing that the Democrats, and particularly this president, are far overstepping their authority, despite the screams of Rick Wyland and others.
Yeah, let's put it this way. my wife was a student nurse, and she was asked to, not told by a doctor she should participate in an abortion. As a Christian, she flat out refused to help dismember another human being. Her supervisor backed her up. Now, with this, the rhetoric that's being ratcheted up, we're calling women health care dismembering another human being. We lose the battle if we let them define dismembering another human being or giving a chemical abortion to a baby that's already been conceived as health care. Half of those babies that are being killed are women. Another thing to consider, our founding fathers are fully aware of abortion. Do you know that? Historically, there was such a thing as abortion, including a form, a crude, primitive form of chemical abortions, drugs you can give to people to induce and kill a baby. Do you think that Ben Franklin would be happy to hear that in the future people were requiring people that were Christians to pay for other people's induced abortions? I don't think so.
So obviously, you're viewing this ruling yesterday as then a big victory for religious liberties.
Religious liberty, finally. You can't force people to do something against their conscience. That's the whole thing, is that our society's been going, not only do we have to have the right to do something immoral, we have the right to force you to participate in it. And that's a whole array of things, homosexual rights, et cetera, et cetera. First question somebody asked yesterday was, how about the people being forced against their will to make cakes for homosexual weddings? Well, gee, maybe they have religious rights and their rights should be respected too. But no, it's always been one-sided. Only one side has religious rights and beliefs, and there's the only possible beliefs that could be right.
Dan, thanks for the call. We'll get some more coming up. Thanks for letting me join you this morning. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case. A divided court, 5-4, ruling in support of Hobby Lobby and other businesses who are opposed to certain medical coverage based on their religious beliefs. And I saw the ruling as a big religious victory. It's a ruling for religious freedom and religious expression, something I thought we believed in as a country, and I find that there are many of us that don't. I want to get back to this news release from Rick Weiland here in just a moment. Here's what Mike Rounds sent out. The Rounds for Senate campaign sent out this release yesterday following the court's decision. Today's ruling is a tremendous victory for business owners and for those who believe in religious freedom in America, said Rounds. It's encouraging to see that the Supreme Court agrees with our belief that this failed health care policy goes too far and family business owners should not be forced to give up their constitutional liberties and religious freedom to comply with bad policy. That was the reaction from the Rounds for Senate campaign. And, you know, earlier I read the release for you from the Rick Weiland campaign, Democrat running for U.S. Senate in South Dakota, saying that this is a blow against everyday Americans, and then underlined here, a giant step back for women's rights, says Weiland. He says, women's health care decision should be between her and her doctor, not her and her employer. How was her employer preventing her from doing what she wants to do? And weren't we, roll back to March when this case was being argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court? Wasn't it Justices Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor that suggested that if corporations didn't like this, all they had to do was opt out of offering insurance to their employees? And isn't any woman then who's concerned about her employer and the benefits that they're offering, don't we now have a really dandy health insurance exchange for everybody to go and shop for all their health care needs? I mean, how is it that if we'll tell that, I mean, look at the position Democrats have put themselves in here, and liberals, that, hey, we're fine. If employers get out of the business of health care, we're fine. You don't want to provide insurance? Fine. In fact, we'd rather you didn't. And don't misunderstand. That's what's at the heart of all of this. It's to force employers out of health care. Now, what did the Supreme Court do yesterday? They made it more difficult to force employers out of providing health insurance to their employees. Because what would have happened if Hobby Lobby and others would have lost yesterday? What would the result have been? You would see companies who would say, we're no longer going to provide health care to our employees. And that would be just fine with the liberal Democrats. That's what they want. That's the end game. Keep that in mind. And that's why I believe the reason you're hearing all of this screaming at the top of their collective lungs about how destructive this is, what this is, there are a couple of things going on. One is fundraising. Rick Weiland, of course, didn't miss the opportunity. For as much as he criticizes Rounds for all of the money he's got, Rick Weiland's got his hands out more than anybody I've ever seen. So it's about fundraising, and it's about forcing employers out of offering insurance to their employees. The Supreme Court yesterday made it more difficult for them to do that. And that's why liberals are in a tizzy. Just joining us this morning, getting your reaction and sharing my thoughts on yesterday's vote of the U.S. Supreme Court in the Hobby Lobby case. Do you agree with the decision of the court yesterday? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I've watched the reaction from liberal Democrats just with an absolute amazement. It shows how, when it comes to this issue of, you know, they really want to, are pandering, and this is what it is. It's absolute pandering to women and women's rights and women's health care and these reproductive rights. And I think it just shows how much liberal Democrats are in the pocket of groups like NARAL and others on a lot of these issues. Because let's be honest, this isn't anything that is destructive to women and their health care. You know, if women don't like the health care that they're receiving from their employer, they can go purchase their own. And it's now with the healthcare.gov. Gosh, it's nifty. It's easier than ever, Beav, to go buy your health care. So if you don't like the health care your employer is offering, it's never been easier to go get your own. Go pay for your own. Go find the health care you want. It's your decision. So when Rick Weiland says, you know, a health care decision should be between a woman and her doctor, not her and her employer. Her employer's not getting in the way here. There's nothing stopping people from going and purchasing these things on their own, paying for them themselves. What the Supreme Court said yesterday is you can't force someone who's got a religious objection to paying for these services. You cannot require them to do so against their religious convictions. That, my friend, should be a victory for every single one of us. And the fact that liberal Democrats are screaming at the top of their lungs tells you where their priorities are. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Paul. You're on, Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Say, if anybody needs any more, I mean, if anybody needed any more reason not to vote for Comrade Weiland, you know, here's another thing, you know, this statement that he made. It's just so surprising that the Democrats, this is something that is very near and dear to them, the right to abort babies. It's so near and dear to them. And it just shows me that, you know, the folks that are just screaming about this, that whatever faith they may claim, it seems to me that they put the right to abort and political gains, you know, above their faith. So if they claim to have some faith in God, you know, it seems to me that they're putting this above that, and it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because not only, not only are they not defending religious freedom, they're mocking it.
Yeah, and the war on women thing is you know, it was old a long time ago, and then saying this again, I mean, it's anybody that believes that apparently has a very low IQ, or they just, like I said, they bow.
Well, let's be fair. You got the media turning this. I mean, if you got someone who is casually, I think, follows these things, you know, they're getting an earful from the Democrats, and they've got to believe that now suddenly every corporation in America is going to be denying all of these things to women. And you know, and they hear it, the media spin on this. And I think, you know, when you present it a little bit more, you know, calmly and factually as to what the Supreme Court actually did yesterday, I think you understand this is a pretty narrow ruling. It doesn't open it up for every corporation to deny health care and get into women's health care. In fact, the Supreme Court yesterday specifically said that only except in a few instances, corporations could not opt out of these different things with health care. Good morning, Rich. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, I find it quite hypocritical while I'm saying that insurance companies shouldn't be get between women and their doctor, but yet it's okay for the federal government to get in between there.
That's what they want. They love that. And I agree with you. I mean, I'd rather have my employer dictating in terms of my insurance than the federal government at just about any day of the week.
Yeah. And then, you know, if Democrats really wanted to hand out free birth control, they could just hand out Hillary and Pelosi masks to all the women.
Don't say things like that, please. Seriously. If you've just joined us this morning, we've been talking about yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case and asking whether you agree with the court's ruling yesterday, 336-1320. We'd love to close out with as many of your thoughts and phone calls as possible. 336-1320. Good morning, Kadir. You're on Kello.
How you doing, Greg? Wonderful Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and it's good to hear from you, my friend.
Listen, sir, this is what I'm going to tell you and tell your viewers. I, as a taxpayer, have all the passion to pay tax to build a street because I drive through it. Build a park because my kids and I and you play in it. Make this country beautiful and successful and protected because we love it. But I, as a taxpayer, federal government, don't have right to force me to pay for a birth control for some guy and some lady last night have fun, and I have to pay for their expenses. That's those guys and ladies' responsibility to take care of that, and the federal government don't have a right and a religious freedom to force me to do something I do not believe in of it.
And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court said yesterday. Exactly. It's absolutely right.
So, like I said, we this country is run by you and me and million taxpayers. But those taxes have to go for the thing we all benefit from it, not something other people have fun with it. And a liberal Democrat believing in that, let them come out and tell federal government, we pay 2 cents extra from everybody else in our tax to pay for a birth control for a woman. To see they're going to do that, none of them going to do that.
No, because they're not about forcing themselves to pay more. What they want to get is into the pockets of select
everybody
others.
Else.
Yeah, that they think ought to be paying more.
Yep, absolutely. Believe me, if they do that, I salute them, I love them, and I respect them. But they don't. They want everybody else's pay but their self. If it's coming to the woman issue, I love women and I respect women. I'm married for 38 years. I never raised my hand in my wife. She made the decision to not get pregnant. And I respect it because we have 5 beautiful children and we're starting there. But not telling me and discuss with me or go out with somebody, get pregnant, and later on, oh, I got to kill this baby because I don't like this guy or this or that. And I'm not going too deep in it because if I talk about it, some people feel, oh, he's from Middle East and a Muslim, they don't have respect for a woman. I have more respect for a woman because I worship the woman brought me to this earth, which is my mother. And I have a sister I worship, and I have 2 beautiful daughters I worship them. And I have a wife, I worship her, okay? But if you're talking about the principle, liberal coming out, accuse you of the thing, they play a politics with it and play a game with it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that going on right now, obviously. Kadir, thank you for your call. You've got, you know, those who are running for office like Hillary Clinton and Rick Weiland who are trying to use this, really, they're trying to gin up their base so that they can appeal to them for funds. So, you know, Rick Weiland, he feels so strongly about this issue and what a giant step backward it is for women that he couldn't help but also ask you to help give him money. You know, so it wasn't so important that he couldn't debase himself enough to ask for your dollars. So the hypocrisy is just running rampant over this entire thing. This is about religious expression. And you'll notice this morning, although some callers have, I've not talked about morality, abortion, any of that, I have in the past. You know, when South Dakota discussed its abortion ban, you know, I made it very clear to listeners over the years that I'm very pro-life. I supported South Dakota's abortion ban, and we talked about it at length when those bills were working their way through our state legislature, and when we were voting on those when it got referred to the ballot. You know, we discussed those things very, very earnestly. And those are deeply held beliefs that I have. This issue for me in front of, you know, employers make that decision, whatever their reason is, that's their decision. And based on their religious beliefs and their religious values. And I support that. To me, the whole issue here is about religious expression. That's what this has been about. And that's what it is about. And what do you support? You support freedom of religion and what that means. And I don't just mean lip service. And what we find out here is that liberal Democrats like Rick Weiland and Hillary Clinton don't support religious expression. Only in those circumstances where they agree with it. Then they'll support it. You know, it's like freedom of speech. Let me draw an analogy here with freedom of speech. It's easy to support speech with which you agree. You know, that doesn't take any kind of courage to be able to support and stand up for speech with which you agree, and maybe the public generally agrees. There's nothing courageous about that. And that kind of speech that has public support doesn't need to be protected. Nobody's offended. It's speech that maybe is offensive and people don't like. The expression of certain ideas that people don't appreciate that deserves to be protected. And unfortunately, what we're seeing in this country, it's the same way with religious expression. Unfortunately, what we're seeing in this country is the expression of those values and those religious values that once defined the nation. And I say once defined the nation because they don't any longer. But the expression of those religious values now need protection more than ever before. Because as a society, as a culture, now I'm talking generally now, the culture, Christian, Judeo-Christian values are mocked. They are maligned. They are despised. Routinely by the American culture today. That's the reason that's one of the reasons, as I said, there are a lot of things that are going on with this Supreme Court ruling yesterday and why liberal Democrats are reacting, I think, in the very hysterical manner that we're seeing. And it is hysterical, despite what anybody says. I mean, Rick Weiland, Hillary, I'll play that. Did I leave you with anything this morning? I want to leave you with this cut of Hillary Clinton. I'm going to play this again. This is Hillary Clinton's reaction in Aspen, Colorado yesterday to the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby, saying that the U.S. is taking cues from exactly the wrong nations.
It is a disturbing trend that you see in a lot of societies that are very unstable, anti-democratic, and frankly, prone to extremism.
So we're unstable, we're undemocratic, we're prone to extremism. If you embrace the idea that a corporation, in this case, and not all corporations, the Supreme Court yesterday did not open the door for all corporations, just closely held, in this case, Hobby Lobby, a family-owned corporation. You know, you're unstable, you're undemocratic, you're prone to extremism. If you think that they ought to be able to pursue their religious beliefs in their business as much as in their personal lives. That's how this is being characterized by Hillary Clinton. So I don't think in any way can we try, you know, try to kid ourselves that somehow, you know, that godly religious values define this nation any longer. They don't. They don't. And you're seeing that also then in a divided reaction on the court. 5-4 decision of the Supreme Court yesterday shows the very same division that we have in the country between those that want to see America, you know, continue to be guided by the principles on which it was founded rather than, you know, seeing government as the solution to everything. And in as I've observed this since yesterday's ruling was announced, since I've observed the reaction, I got to tell you, the extremists are the Rick Weilands and the Hillary Clintons. And their reaction and the way that they're painting this, they're the extremists. What the Supreme Court did yesterday was uphold a fundamental constitutional principle. But you show, you know, these people talk about the Constitution. They give it lip service only. They're not guided by it. Not in any way. They use the Constitution when it's convenient for them. My friends, we're out of time. I hope you have a wonderful day. Hope to see you again tomorrow. So long until then. And may God bless.